Brad Davidson joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Brad, huge day here at Wollongong tomorrow, and we had Adam Pengilly on. We've had this market evolving. Tough, because these horses have sort of been horses that have always flashed home, your Eldorado Dreamings, your Lover Lover. Are you confident you can find the winner of the race?
Oh, we'll do our best. Look, I do think that Quackerjack, the horse to beat number 15, he's going to roll forward 52 kilos on his back, the last start Goulburn Cup winner. And if we do get any rain around the joint as well, it's going to really help him. But the one I put out last night, the one I think at double figure odds, who I think is the value in the race, is Mysterious. I just think he's been a little bit underrated by the market. They put up 20 to 1. He's still around that $11, $12, $13 mark at the moment. And look, when you break down the race, it's a competitive race, but it's definitely within a serious grasp. Last start winner, overcoming a slow tempo at Rose Hill, third up now, 1600, 52 kilos on his back. He's going to be able to pinch some ground midfield there, and it should go hard enough for him to be able to really get into the race late. So, Mysterious for me, the early bet, yep. But I'll probably be chiming in late with Quackerjack as well. I do think he is the horse to beat in the Gong on the weekend.
Yeah, with that Quackerjack run, obviously it comes out of that Goulburn race. Noble Boy obviously then went to Melbourne. I mean, if you're playing exotics for punters, and I know you'll have your betting plan and strategy out tomorrow, but would you throw a Noble Boy in? Kembla, long straight, May suit, drawn soft?
Yeah, well, he was good, wasn't he, when he went down to Melbourne after that, and was really good probably on inferior ground as well, went not far away in a group race down there. So definitely one you can throw in with 53 kilos. On his back as well. Lover Lover is the other one that caught the eye at a couple of runs this preparation, gets the blinkers on again and can run well. Military Zone, probably not in my numbers there, the one in the market that I'm not saying I'm definitely against, but just not in my numbers at this stage. So, yeah, I could definitely throw Noble Boy in, and Lover Lover probably the other one in your multiples, but Asterius, the bet for me early, and then Quackerjack, the horse that they've all got to beat.
Yeah, big race day in WA tomorrow.
Yeah, railway stakes, of course. So the summer carnival kicks off there. Looking forward to that. Obviously, the winter bottom next weekend and the railway tomorrow. So, looking forward. Obviously, the Perth action kicks in, or doesn't kick in. It kicks in earlier, but, it really heats up when all the Sydney and Melbourne's finished. So looking forward to watching that. They've got the WA Guineas there and, of course, the railway stakes that... at 4:50 PM over there. So, looking at the field, obviously they've got the 16 runners minus a couple of scratchings there. So, looks a competitive railway, and looking forward to tuning in and seeing what the West's got to offer in the next few weeks.
Yeah, we've got the Gong, the West tomorrow, and this is coming in from Mitch from Robinson. Robertson. Surely Davo has a tip for the main race meet this week, the Bong Bong Cup.
I haven't even had a look at the Bong Bong Cup. Someone did mention that on social media last night. You got a tip for Bong Bong, and someone did chime in somewhere with the tip, but no, I haven't had a look at all, unfortunately.
Alligator Blood trialling next week.
Yes, obviously the Caulfield Guineas runner up there, heading towards the summer carnival and that Magic Millions up there in Queensland. So expect him to trial, and no doubt he's going to be well placed up there, you'd have to think, over the summer months.
Sorry, mate. That's all right. What are your tips? Come on, we're on the edge of our seats. We need something. You had two from two on Wednesday. What are we backing tomorrow?
Look, I think the best tomorrow is race four, number 7, Lucicello, at around that $2.50 mark. Look, I know her win was only narrow first up, but
moral.
She overcame a slow tempo there. There's good pace in this race. And the great thing about her is she's come back and she's really settling this campaign. She's got that turn of foot, and I expect her to be too strong in race. Value race 6, number 17, Asterius. Just won today for Gosford. Race 6, number 3, Siege Warfare. Comes out of a really good race at Newcastle first up, where the winner, City Class Canunga, and the second and third horse have both won since. They ran time. Didn't have a lot of luck in the straight. Tommy Berry jumps aboard today. 1,000 metres. Should just park off the speed, and at an each-way price, I thought would run well there today. Race 6, number 3, Siege Warfare.